Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Yeah, it is time for Movies and Booze. We are coming to you today from Langton's Hotel in Kilkenny with thanks to our friends in Marks and Spencer's. We're joined up on the stage here by Brian Lloyd, Mick O'Connell and Fionnuala Jones. Good afternoon to you all. Before we talk to our three, though, is Claire O'Sullivan here? There's Claire O'Sullivan at the back there. Bit of a gallop now for Simon to get down there with the microphone. Off he goes. Simon's on the inside straight. You're starting to flag a bit, but there he goes. And he makes Claire O'Sullivan. Hello, Claire.
Hi, how are you?
Why are you here today?
Looking forward to enjoying myself, sitting down here relaxing for the afternoon.
Yeah.
Now, listening to a fantastic show.
Yeah. The thing is, she's never heard this show before. She hadn't a clue what this was. And just on some random notion decided to come along. This could have been an orgy as far as she knew. Well, the orgy's later, Claire, so hang on for that. Where did you actually hear about it?
I saw it on Facebook.
Facebook is full of lies. Did you not know that? Well, I'm glad you heard about it some way. And the thing is, we're committed to our audience and we're not above trying to bribe them to keep listening. So what I'm going to give you is two tickets to see Paolo Nutini. Bottle of red, bottle of white, nice box of chalkies.
I listen to you forever.
That's the spirit. Thanks very much. That's another one chalked up.
Yeah. That's another one. That's
19,000 to go. Right, so as I say, Brian, Mick and Fionnuala are with us. Brian, would it be fair to say we've one good film and one rubbish film?
No. I think it would be fair to say that we have one great film and one film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's The Whale.
Yes.
Yeah. Is the film.
Is the Yeah.
Because I saw yesterday he gave it one star and said it was dreadful. Donald.
Yeah. Old Donald, yeah, wouldn't be as merciful as I am, yeah. No, I mean, like, what I would say about it is, and we'll obviously get into this in more detail later, is Brendan Fraser is brilliant in it. He's been nominated for an Oscar. I wouldn't say he's going to win that Oscar for Best Actor, but the film around him is absolutely terrible and absolutely horrid and just really, really, like, cruel and mean-spirited and terrible and just, but he's brilliant, isn't it? It's the strangest thing because everyone is saying, like, oh, you know, Brendan Fraser is phenomenal. It's absolutely incredible. It's been nominated for nothing else except Brendan Fraser's performance.
Yeah.
So, yeah it's going to be a hard... It's just, yeah, it's, I'm not looking forward to having to talk about it.
But Puss in Boots was good. Puss in Boots is what
Puss in Boots is great. Yeah. It's fantastic. Come on, like, and Antonio Banderas, like, that is just the role that man was born to play, is a swashbuckling cat.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Is. Yeah.
Like, that's it. Like, that's just, send everybody home. We don't need anybody else. It's Antonio Banderas playing the swashbuckling cat. Like, right there, that's going to win. But the cast in this is brilliant. Like, you have Florence Pugh, you have Olivia Colman, Ray Winstone playing Papa Bear from The Three Bears. And he plays it like a London gangster. Terrific. John Mulaney playing Jack Horner. What else? Salma Hayek, Pinault. See how I put the Pinault in there? Yeah. She plays Kitty Softpaws. Yeah, it's brilliant. It's a great cast. Loaded cast. And hilarious.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to hear about that. Now, Andrea Riseborough was nominated for an Oscar, Fionnuala, and why is everybody going, no?
So she's up in the best leading woman category for a movie called To Leslie. I don't know if anyone in this room has seen it.
You wouldn't have.
You wouldn't have because it was released in about four cinemas and it made like $27,000 altogether. It follows this story of this woman who, or like after she wins the lottery and she's like struggling with alcohol and she kind of squandered the money and by all accounts was a good performance, but her nomination in the category kind of came out of nowhere and some people feel it took the place that might have been for Viola Davis, for The Woman King. And there was a lot of conversation around it that it just kind of seemed like it was out of nowhere. It seemed like she had a lot of celeb friends, like, kind of talking about it in the run-up to it. So you'd everyone even... Like, Cate Blanchett is obviously up herself as well for Tar. And in a separate awards speech, she kind of highlighted Andrea's performance and said it was amazing. But you'd other people like Edward Norton, Charlize Theron, Jennifer Aniston, like, organising these screenings and, like...
Yeah, Q&As. But they all do that.
They all do it, yeah. But there seems to have been particular questions around her nomination, so the Academy ended up reviewing it. I suppose just because it did come so out of nowhere. They've reviewed it so far and they've said it's fine because there were talk of whether they'd rescind the nomination and stuff, whatever.
Oh, God.
But they've basically said now that they're going to have to look at the framework they have themselves because around campaigning, because it's not clear, like, because we've talked about this before, like when, and a separate award ceremony, but Adam Sandler being up for the SAG, he didn't end up getting an Oscar nomination for that. It was Netflix Hustle. That's the game you play. Like, you show up everywhere, you do the interviews, etc., etc. But yeah, so apparently it was this, Michael Morris is a director, and his wife were basically contacting celebrity friends to get them to talk about the movie as much as possible. But again, I don't know, was it just that they were like caught per se? Like, everyone does it. So, and it would have looked terrible, I think, if they'd rescinded the nomination when you've like Will Smith being like, I have an Oscar after going douche to someone, like, you know, so.
True for you. Right, so Meg, tell us about the first wine today.
So the first wine is from the Tau region in the south of France. So this is kind of west of Montpellier. This region is famous for its very, very scenic beauty. It's just inland from a set of lagoons where you have all the oyster beds. So this is a Picpoul. Picpoul de Pinay is the very famous wine from that region. This one is a Picpoul from the region called Tau. Tau is a slightly broader region around Pinay, and it allows a bit of the grape variety Terray to be involved in this wine, or Terrette. And it gives a little bit of rusticity, a bit of texture to the blend here. I should call out, these wines are provided by M&S, and they've just stuck them on the Enomatic machine in Liffey Valley, which is a pretty cool tasting machine in their Liffey Valley store. So people can go along and taste these wines in that store if they wanted to. In terms of the style of this wine, super crisp, refreshing, vibrant. This is for lovers of Sauvignon Blanc, Albarino, all of those kind of styles. And it's an absolute bargain, so worth checking out. Do you like? Enjoy? It gets a firm thumbs up from the crowd as well, which is always good.
I think they've necked back the first one already. They're on the red one now.
Yeah, which wine are we on? Wine number three or wine number four?
They can't remember. Yeah. Ah, Brian's drinking water. That's such a shame.
Yeah, well, I don't drink full stop. Like,
it's happened.
I did it once, Brian, one sip
and he's on a rant. It's great stuff.
Yeah, one time and then it was never again. So, yeah.
Right, so there's going to be a Michael Jackson biopic, and Kel Surprise, his nephew, gets the job.
This is
another Andrea Riseborough job.
I'm obsessed with this. So yeah, Jafar Jackson is portraying his uncle in this upcoming biopic from Lionsgate, directed by Antoine Fuqua. But the thing about this is they went on a 2-year search to cast Michael Jackson, and then afterwards they were like, do you know what, Jermaine's young fella, he'll do. Like, it was just his estate is very involved with it. Not sure when we'll get this. Graham King is producing. He's worked on Bohemian Rhapsody before. So we should get this over the next few years.
This is going to be terrible.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson's estate are involved in this?
Yeah, so you'd wonder
what won't be mentioned in the course of this movie.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Yeah.
Would that even get a distribution deal? If they come up with this hagiography and essentially a whitewash about his life, then...
Yeah.
I mean, 100%. Like, look, it's straight out of Compton. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's like, I mean, you know, Dr. Dre allegedly threw a woman down a flight of stairs, a journalist down a flight of stairs, and, like, wrote terrible songs about all kinds of stuff. And, like, that went to the Oscars. Like, so, yeah. Like, of course they're going to do it. Like,
there's an audience still there.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, there is 100% an audience for a Michael Jackson biopic. That is absolutely going to be made. It'll probably make tons of money, and it'll be terrible.
Right. Will it win any awards?
Probably.
Gosh.
Do you reckon?
The Michael Jackson Charity Award.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, right. It'll win, it'll probably get nominated. Oh, I don't know if it'll win, but it'll definitely get nominated for, Golden Globes.
Yeah.
It will, of course it will.
Gosh, that's depressing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy Friday.
Cool.
But that means any old garbage then can win an award, basically.
Have you not been watching awards? Look, maybe it's just I'm a hardened veteran of awards season. Any kind of garbage. There is a formula to an awards season film, and people just play it to the bone. So it's just, yeah. And it's the exact same, you know, you were talking earlier about why wasn't The Woman King nominated? Why wasn't Till nominated? That was this film about Emmett Till.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was pushed, they say that was pushed out in favour of Too Leslie. But the reality of it is that, you know, the whole reason why people were giving out about Andrea Riseborough getting nominated was because the studio that produced Two Leslie basically completely dropped the ball and didn't do any kind of awards campaign. So it was literally the director and all their mates ringing around saying,
self-funded.
Not even self-funded. It was just literally like the old boys network, if you like, calling around and saying, hey, do it. Woman King had like a huge studio behind it. So did Till. They had like Universal and Focus Features. They had the money. They had all the resources, if you like, and they didn't get nominated. So like, it's not a case of like one in front of the other. I think it's just a case of Two Leslie was just more effective, you know?
It's just plugging, yeah.
Yeah,
plugging
that was it.
Thing, right?
Yeah.
We'll get Brian to take a drink or two during the commercial.
Yeah, yeah, I'll let you
then
know.
You'll really hear what he thinks.
Yeah.
Moncrief.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.